You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
I would not have agreed to do this if Lima was in, so I appreciate you having me on when he's out.
You wouldn't have agreed to do it if Tone was in?
No, I'm getting sick of some of his questions. They're basic. I mean, you ask in-depth, good questions. He oftentimes brings up just silly and very basic topics.
We have had two guests now, and both have ripped my co-host while he was on vacation in Los Angeles. This is interesting. We got new developments. New bleep is coming to light here. This is amazing, Justin. Do you agree with me about what I said about LeBron there?
That he's annoying? Yeah. I mean, yesterday we get the number release, and like I just responded on Twitter to a tweet like breaking the news, and people are all over me for it. But, I mean, let the guys get the spotlight that have earned the right to continue playing, and people are like, well, you know, it's a report. He didn't leak the information. He leaked the information at this time, one, to get the attention because it's off of him, and then, two, to promote the movie. Like, you see the story where we're talking about this number switch. It's like, oh, he's changing the number because Space Jam comes out next month, and in Space Jam, he's wearing this number, et cetera. So it's just another way in order to get some publicity for himself and the movie.
Now, you know me. I am a LeBron fan, and you don't like that about me. That's okay. I'm a LeBron fan, but I'm going, okay, you had this video that came out a couple days ago with, like, this revenge tour. Then the number six get the leaked, which you pointed it out exactly what it really is. And it comes out and it's leaked, and there's people, ooh, bad guy LeBron, Miami Heat, Beelzebub, LeBron is back. Oh, my God. I'm going, man, we are in the playoffs. Could you have waited a little bit, just a little bit of time since you've been eliminated? Just, this is getting annoying, man.
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't like the fact that the spotlight's off, and you know what he could have done is he could have went out there and won, and he didn't. So now let the other guy shine. And that's what I love about this postseason is now we get rid of the extra BS and all the extra drama, and we can actually focus on the play and the fresh blood. And, you know, guys like Devin Booker and Trae Young and, you know, Luka Doncic up to the point where he got eliminated. It's been great.
LeBron's just bored. That's my theory. He has nothing to do. He's not playing in the playoffs. He's bored.
He shouldn't be bored. He shouldn't be bored. He has plenty of other things. I think he has plenty of other things to do. He shouldn't be bored.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't he have another All-NBA player to go recruit? I'm sure he can get going with that.
Oh, Justin.
Wait a minute. Isn't that Pat Riley and Daryl Morey's job since they're, you know, getting hit with all these tampering fines now?
Yeah, what do you think of that, bud?
Yeah, oh, so difficult for Pat. Poor Pat Riley down in Miami with no income tax, the weather, the nightlife, the ladies in the scantily clad bikini. Mm. So difficult to recruit guys down there for Pat Riley. So he needs another, advantage. It's the easiest. You guys know in Cleveland.
Yeah.
He took LeBron there, and because he threw his rings down on the table? No, because of all the benefits of living in Miami.
Justin Termini joins us, SiriusXM NBA Radio, the NBA Today on that channel. Follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio. The Dame Lillard thing, is that a possibility? Is that going to happen over there?
Well, Dame Lillard to where?
To the Lakers.
That's the one place I'll kill. If Lillard goes to like a super team, I'll kill him because he's one of my favorite players in the league just based off the fact that he's been so loyal so long. He's going to be 31. He's been in Portland that long. I feel bad for him because it's impossible to win this day and age in a market like that. I mean, you're going to have to be, and that's why, like, listen, I'm pulling for like a Utah or a Milwaukee to win right now because it's so rare in today's NBA. But, you know, Lillard up there in Portland, it's impossible for him to recruit guys up there. So if he wants to win, unfortunately, he's going to have to leave. But, if he does stay and doesn't win, I'm not going to hold it against him. Like when we look at his career and say, oh, he didn't win a ring. Yeah, if he teamed up with LeBron James like Anthony Davis did, then he'd have a ring right now. I mean, like, he's a better player than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie has a ring. Why? Oh, because he played with LeBron, and he might get another one this year. Oh, why? Because he's playing with Kevin Durant, and if he gets healthy, James Harden.
Four of the teams that are still standing went through painful rebuilds. Atlanta went through it. Denver went through it. Phoenix went through it. The 76ers went through it. The Cavs are going through it right now. Just from a national perspective, I know there's not a lot of attention paid for on the Cavs, and rightfully so. They're just not very good, and they don't have any all-stars. How do the Cavs return to NBA relevance? How do you fix that franchise?
In an area like that, it's not easy. You've got to draft a star that eventually will be rare and stay. So a Damian Lillard, so a Giannis Antetokounmpo. Those guys don't, happen to come along very often, right? Not only a guy that's just, franchise changing, but a guy that actually wants to stay. And even in that case, those guys, aren't winning championships. And even look at LeBron. LeBron couldn't recruit guys to go play with him. He essentially had to wait till they drafted Kyrie Irving and then come back, team up with him. Get a Kevin Love via trade. I'm sure it would have been Love's first choice if he was a free agent to go play in Cleveland. And then it took, game seven to win the championship, in a frantic comeback. So, it's not easy to win another championship in a place like Cleveland. That's very rare. Most of the time that's going to occur in L.A. or Miami or, New York, even though they've been incompetently run for, 20 years. They still have an edge. It's not an easy process. And right now, you guys clearly don't have a player that you can build a championship team around.
What's more important to Kobe Altman right now? Let's just, for the sake of this conversation, say the Cavaliers get a top five draft pick. And they're what's more important to Kobe to move this team forward? The young player that comes with that top five pick, or using that pick to bring in a piece?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the young player because, there's a couple of different young players that you got on your team that, Jared Allen, I really like. He could be an important piece on a team that's got a superstar, right? But if you go out there and you trade for a guy that's a little bit further along in his career, like, why would that guy want to stay in Cleveland? What do you have to offer from the winning perspective as soon as this, unless he's like under a 5-year deal or a 4-year deal? And even then, sometimes the deal doesn't mean anything, as Anthony Davis has showed us, because you're going to force your way out anyway. Or Blake Griffin, he's just going to go, all right, well, I'm done in Detroit, so I'm not going to give it a full effort. I'll go to Brooklyn, and all of a sudden I'll be rejuvenated. So you don't want to bring in a veteran under those circumstances. So go out there and get a top five guy, and hopefully you can get lucky and he turns into a superstar.
Justin Termini joining us on the show. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The Real Xavier P. tweets at us, current guest is a hater. It's impossible to win in this market, but I'll hate him and go to a super team. If he goes to L.A., AD will be the trade piece, so it won't be a super team. Remember, if an athlete is in the media for attention, blame the coverage. Your response, Justin Termini.
Why are you reading me tweets from random, losers online? I don't pay attention to
these are our
online
listeners, our loyal listeners. You will not call them losers on this show.
Well, that particular guy I did. Again, America's filled with them, so I don't really pay attention to anybody on Twitter. The story was leaked. Does he not get how the media works? So LeBron James, where does he think that, Sham Shenari, who broke that story, got it from? He got it from LeBron James's camp. Maybe not directly from LeBron, but his agency, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, leaked that story. Hey, here's something to put LeBron back in the news. Make sure he's relevant. Make sure this movie is relevant. That's where he got the information from, LeBron's camp. He leaked that information. So it's not the media's fault.
That's some strong stuff there, Justin. My God in heaven. Justin Termini.
I apologize for ripping your audience as a whole. Most of them, I'm sure, agree with me. I was ripping that one lunatic.
There's a lot of people who really don't like LeBron who listen to this show, and they don't like that I say I like LeBron.
And the segment that particular response came from, your assessment's spot on.
Wow.
I speak from experience.
Wow. Strong stuff there. Wow. My goodness gracious. Both of you guys, just a bunch of heels over here. All right, when it comes to the NBA playoffs currently how they're compiled, you have 49%, 49% uptick in round one. Are we going to see a huge drop because there's no LeBron? Or what are we going to see here through the rest of the playoffs? How encouraged are you by those numbers?
Yeah, I personally enjoy watching the postseason without LeBron, right? You get some of these fresh storylines, and we're going to see a champion for the first time. I think it's the last 37 years, eight teams have combined for 34 of the titles. So it's very rare to get that outlier where, heck, Cleveland's one of the outliers, right? I think Cleveland, Dallas, and there's one at Toronto with the three teams outside of those eight over the last 37 years to win. So you like the fact there in 2016 that you were one of them. So I like the fact that we're going to get fresh blood and a first-time championship, I guess, if Philadelphia won 1983. But I like the fact that we're going to do that. So to me, it makes it more intriguing, but I can see most of the public who tunes in either to watch LeBron win or watch LeBron lose. The ratings might go down, but again, it's my job to enjoy the sport, not necessarily to care about the ratings. That's for the league office to worry about, not me.
One of the things that are going to bother me the most here during this Bucks Nets series is that it's going to, and hey, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday are fine players. They're not, and I know James Harden's banged up, but it's not James Harden. It's not Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving. Like, I hate that it's going to be, well, Giannis doesn't have the help that he needs. Well, okay, that might very well be true, but you're playing three great players. I mean, you got two MVPs in there and a guy who could very well be an MVP by the time it's all said and done if things fall the right way. I think the Nets just got it. I think the Bucks win tonight, but I think that the Nets win in five.
Yeah, I don't see how you could watch those first two games and think that Milwaukee would win the series. Now, I picked Milwaukee to win at the outset.
Uh-oh.
Now, in regards to Kyrie, I want to ask you a question on Kyrie because you
Please.
Said like, he could be an MVP, and yeah, maybe. I mean, if he plays,
he's got the talent.
Amount of games.
Yeah, he's got talent, but
I know
yeah.
but he just doesn't have the headspace like where he's not taking the floor, doesn't take it seriously enough. He's never cared about the regular season, but like just in terms of like how he's viewed in Cleveland, like he goes to Boston, he says it's not a real sports town, right? The Cavaliers. Cleveland's not a real, and I love Cleveland as a sports town, but he takes a shot at, well, that's not a sports town. It's good to be in a sports town like Boston, right? When he initially made the move.
Mm-hmm.
And also by him leaving, mm-hmm. he cost you maybe another chance to win a championship. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a really good player. The year after he left, you still went back to the finals. So you're supposed to just honor that
but
guy.
This but this is why
retiring his jersey.
Hold on.
Spent like 5 years there. Are you going to
hold
retire
on?
That jersey
yes,
in
yes. And this is why I'm
really?
An enigma. This is why I'm an enigma. I blame LeBron. Justin, who do you do your show with again?
Eddie Johnson.
Okay. Former NBA, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Jeez, man. Anyway, Eddie had to feel the same way. If you were part of a championship organization, you just hit the greatest shot in franchise history, the greatest shot in Cleveland sports history, and you found out that LeBron James wanted to trade for Chris Paul, you wouldn't be happy about it? You would be thrilled about that? You'd be okay with that? And then LeBron's kind of denying it, not really wanting to talk to you about it. I take Kyrie's side in that whole thing.
Okay, so that's Kyrie. Is it necessary to say that Cleveland's not a good sports town? You said that?
No, that's a petty move. That's a petty, childish thing to say.
But that's Kyrie.
And I hated him for that.
You're supposed to honor him in that city where he doesn't want to be?
Well, because
he's got to take shots on the way out?
I hate doing this. You know I don't want to lay this card. Can I tell the history of the Cleveland Cavaliers without Kyrie Irving? In this case, it is impossible to do so. It's impossible, Justin.
Okay, but like I'd rather retire. Like Bruce Bowen's numbers retired down in San Antonio. Like Bruce Bowen loved the city. He loved being a part of that organization, the team. He's not half the player that Kyrie Irving is, but he actually enjoyed being part of the organization and the city. I'd much rather have like a fan favorite go up there that's not as good, but actually like Udonis Haslem down in Miami.
Yeah, but the Cavs already have the rafters full of a bunch of numbers of fan favorites. Like the numbers of guys that are hanging the rafters at the field house didn't win anything here. They were great.
I mean,
they were great ambassadors. They were great teammates.
We hung up Nate Thurman's number in the rafters. And I mean, he's from here, but he was happy to leave Northeast Ohio basically. And he only came back at the end of his career.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like honoring guys that don't, honor the organization.
It'd be a lot of people agree. There'd be a lot of people who agree. But I think now organizations treat you like a piece of meat as much as anybody. So I can kind of see it his way.
Yeah. I mean, it goes both ways. If the players are going to do that, if they're going to execute their power, then at some point you've got to execute your power, right? But now when you execute your power as an organization, it's like, all right, well, that organization treats their players horribly. You can't go play there. Like, the Celtics, they traded Isaiah Thomas. All right, so now it's free agents. We're not going to go there. Not that we were going to go there anyway because we don't like the weather.
So is Kyrie's number getting retired in Brooklyn because the Nets are going to win the whole thing? Oh. Who do you got in the finals?
I guess I'm going to have to say the Nets at this point. I thought the Bucks were going to make the finals, but the way they've showed up in the first two games are not showing up. It'd be nice if they put somebody on their rear end as well. I mean, everybody's in the country is laughing at you. You have Kyrie's dribbling like he's Curly Neal, and he doesn't take a seat on the floor. I mean, that's shocking to me. But I'd go Nets and Suns right now, and I would assume, especially if Harden's going to be healthy, that the Nets will win.
Justin Termini. Find him on Twitter, at Termini Radio. T-E-R-M-I-N-E is how you spell that for the guy he called a loser.
Well,
when I read that.
A hater. What am I supposed to
Hater's different hater? From loser.
No, I hate that word. Hater's stupid.
I will say that hater is a word when you really don't have anything else to say in an argument, so you just call someone a hater. I agree with you on that.
Hater's a polite way to call someone a loser.
I don't want to call somebody a loser.
Exactly. So he basically called me a loser.
I don't want it.
But he was afraid to do it. I got straight to the point and just called him a loser.
Well, he knows your Twitter account now, so you better get ready for it.
Check those mentions.
Does he know where I live?
You wouldn't tell me where you live before. I'll tell him where you live. Are you going back to L.A. soon?
Yeah, I'll be in Los Angeles soon. So
congratulations
on
all
your success. And LeBron didn't want to be in Cleveland. This guy doesn't want to be in Cleveland. You can meet me out in L.A.
Did you just offer to fight somebody live on our show?
Well, I'm not sure if we're going to do it live on the show. I mean, it's radio.
But you just did. You just basically did a Matt Barnes right here on the show.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to go, I mean, I got a hurt back right now, so I'm going to have to wait till my back is better.
Okay. We are really crossing new boundaries here. All right, Justin, thank you for the time, buddy. All the best.
All right. Anytime Lima's not in, I'm happy to jump on.
Thank you. Goodbye. Justin Termini on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the NBA today on SiriusXM.
It's been a bad day for Lima, and he ain't even here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.